to us. God's going to speak to us, and he's going to do a great work this week. God bless you, Brother Hagin. Glad to be your friend.
Well, if you love your pastor and his lovely wife and family, why don't you clap your hands and thank God for Pastor and Sister Harry? Amen. Amen. I wish I could live up to all those wonderful words that he said. But as I told your pastor in the prayer room, I have a long way to go. Amen. But I'm trying to get there. Is anybody else trying to get there here tonight? Amen. Does anybody want to go to heaven? Does anybody feel a little bit of heaven here tonight? I can feel the presence of the Lord. I can feel the touch of Almighty God. It just feels good to be in the house. If you feel that way, why don't you stand to your feet once again on this first night of these revival services? If you can lift up your hands unto heaven, can somebody ask the Lord to make you better, to help you to get there? Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your presence that we feel here tonight. We love you, Jesus. We glorify you, Lord. There is nobody else like you, Jesus. Glory to the name of Jesus. Glory to the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Praise God. Once again, can you clap your hands into the wonderful name of the Lord? Praise God. Praise God. It feels good to be in the house of the Lord here tonight. My family and I are privileged and honored to be here in Mount Vernon at Apostolic Church, and to feel the wonderful presence of God, and to be here with our friends. We just feel like we've already gone to heaven. Amen. It's so good to be here. We appreciate your pastor and his lovely wife and their daughters. Amen. Good to see McKenna. The girls are just getting so tall there, and to see what God is doing in their lives. And so it's just so good to be here. So good to see Bishop Kramer. Amen. And give honor to him. Amen. Give honor to all the leadership of this church, Brother Cole. Amen. To this fine church, God bless each and every last one of you. Amen. Why don't you turn to two or three people, shake their hands, let them know how glad you are to see them here tonight. Amen. If you have your Bibles, if you can remain standing with me for the reading of the Word of the Lord here tonight, I want to focus your attention on Acts chapter 1, verses 12 through 14. I don't want to take too much of your time here. Your pastor is a great preacher, and I know that he has learned the art of speaking the Word of the Lord in a good amount of time, but not too long, to where you will become weary. The last thing I want to do is keep you here too long to where you don't want to come back in this revival. And so I want to hop right into the Word of the Lord. But I just got to say this. It's good to be back in America. And it's good to be back in the heartland of America. We were just in Quebec City, in Quebec. And we're there over the weekend. And before that, we were on the East Coast. Just last Wednesday, I was standing in Rhode Island. And so we've gone from the East Coast up to Canada, but it's just good to be back in America. Amen. If you ever took for granted, let me tell you, don't take for granted living in the great country, the great nation of the United States. Can somebody say amen? Amen. I realized this past weekend that I was not in America when I went to a Subway and they asked me, what kind of cheese do you want? And I said, American. There is no American. Actually, I didn't say it. I thought it. Because they said Swiss, said cheddar. And I was like, where's the American? And I wanted to say it, but they would have said, oh, you prideful Americans, and would have threw my turkey sandwich on the ground and called me a turkey in French. So instead, I just smiled and said, I'll take Swiss. But it's good to be back in America, in the heartland here in Ohio. Appreciate, amen, this wonderful church. Acts chapter 1, verses 12 through 14. The Bible says, then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. Can somebody say an upper room? Where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew and Philip and Thomas and Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas, the brother James, not Iscariot. Turns to mind, tell him there's going to be a quiz afterwards. Just kidding. The Bible says, these all continue with one accord in prayer and supplication, and with the women, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. The Bible says, it continue with one accord. Can somebody shout, one accord? The Bible tells us in Acts chapter 2, verse number 1, you don't have to turn there, but it tells us that when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. When they came together and got in one accord, there was a mighty outpouring of the Spirit. And I believe that's going to happen in this revival. I believe there's going to be a mighty outpouring of the Spirit. Now, I know I'm in Ohio, and no, this was not a hundo accord. I just had to say it. But even though it was an upper room in Jerusalem and not a Honda made here in Ohio, yet the same thing that happened there and then can happen here and now. I believe that God can give us a mighty outpouring of his Spirit in this revival. If you believe that, can you shout hallelujah? But before that happens, before we can experience that, we've got to experience what they experienced. Before they experienced an outpouring of the Holy Ghost, they had to get on the same page. In order for them to get on the same page, they had to pray together until Pentecost was fully come. So if you allow me to here tonight, I want to preach to you on this subject, before Pentecost was fully come. Before Pentecost was fully come. Once again, can you lift up your hands unto heaven? And can you ask the Lord to have his way here tonight? Lord Jesus, we thank you for your presence that is here. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing already. Dear God, your people have prayed and fasted. And we're expecting great things to transpire in this place, Lord. Touch every heart, touch every life, oh Lord God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we will not fail to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. Can somebody say, in Jesus' name? Turn to somebody and tell them, I wish I looked as good as you. You may be seated. In the words of, let me just say it like this, Mater, if I'm lying, I'm dying. So hopefully nobody was lying. Hopefully you think the person next to you looks good, looks great. It's great to have everybody here tonight. Amen. And I believe that the Lord is going to prepare our hearts for what's going to happen tomorrow. I know it's an off night, but I believe that this service can affect tomorrow, and that will lead to Friday night. And even though we're not going to be here on Saturday, I believe that great things can happen on Saturday in preparation for Sunday morning. I know the ladies are going to be here for ladies' tea, but I believe that God can do some great things in just these next few services. If you believe that, can you say amen? I thought about a funny story from our Bible school days. As your pastor mentioned, we went to Bible school together from 1997 to 2001. And I remember that 10-foot tall antenna. Amen, even though it wasn't 10-foot tall, but it seemed like it. Amen. You knew that L.J. Harry was on campus. He already had the connection. He already had the signal going on, but when we were in Bible school, he mentioned the times of prayer, and I wasn't as spiritual as he mentioned. I wish I had worked. I turned to the bishop and said I should have been working on my spin on my at table tennis, because one time there was a friend of ours who was so good in playing table tennis that he took off his shoe and embarrassed me. So I said I should have been more on the table tennis than I was in the prayer room. At least I wouldn't have got embarrassed playing that way, but I'll never forget one particular time I was in prayer in the prayer room and the lights were off and a friend of mine was in there and he had come and he had just entered in to pray, and David Busey. And whenever he walked into the prayer room, he turned the lights on. And I was praying and the lights blinded me and I rolled over. Well, I forgot that I was in prayer before the Lord. I didn't do this all the time, but I was on my face before God. And whenever he turned the lights on, I forgot where I was. There were pews in the prayer room, little altar benches, if you please. And whenever he turned those lights on, it blinded me. And I rolled around. And when I did, I went, hit that prayer bench. And I was like, oh, God. I think I was praying before, in the beginning, God said, let there be light. And there was light. And whenever my buddy turned the light on, I was like, oh, God, turn the lights off. Turn the lights off. I'm being a little bit evangelistic there, but bumping my head. But I was glad that my friend was there to help me pray. You know, there have been several scientific research studies conducted on the power of prayer. One such critical study conducted in 2009 noted that no specific inquiry available at this particular time can suitably address the subject of prayer. However, from its study, it found that prayer can be associated with improvements in conditions that range from mental disorders to psychiatric states, even severe illnesses, and what is called non-specific emotional support have improved because of prayer. This particular study found that the latter is related to prayers prayed during group prayers. Can everybody say group prayer? This type of prayer, as noted in the study, can reduce anxiety, depression, pain, and other ailments. They found that prayer has the power of changing things. That it has the power of bringing healing. It has the power of reducing anxiety and depression and pain. Prayer, especially in prayer groups, has that kind of power. In this particular study in 2009, among other things, stated that prayer does have an effect. If you've ever been a recipient of the effects of prayer, then you know for a fact what science has failed to prove, and that is that there is power in prayer. You don't need to have science to validate your faith. You don't need to have science to validate your experience and testimony. Amen. If you've ever experienced the effects of prayer, you know what prayer can do. Does anybody have a testimony of what prayer can do? Can you shout amen? Amen. Prayer does change things. There is power in prayer. And not only is there power in prayer, there is power in praying together. The scriptures remind us that something happens when we pray together. There is power in corporate prayer. It's a favorite and well-quoted scripture when it comes to prayer. But in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse number 14, it still rings true. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Ladies and gentlemen, amen. Brothers and sisters, young men and young ladies, I remind you here tonight that when God's people come together in prayer, when we gather together in prayer, it will affect a nation and healing will come to the land. If you believe that, can you shout hallelujah? If you believe that, can you clap your hands and can you shout amen? If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, doesn't matter how young you are, how younger you are, if we can gather together in prayer, something will happen. I believe right here in Mount Vernon, Ohio, the prayers that are made on this Wednesday night can not only impact this area, not only impact this state, and not only impact this region, but I believe that it can impact our country from right here. Amen. In Apostolic Church, the prayers that are made by those who are gathered here tonight can have a great impact. But it doesn't have to be a whole congregation initially on board in order for prayers to shake the heavens and to shake the earth. That is the goal, to have everybody on board. It's the goal, it's the ideal to have everybody together in prayer. However, if just two or three can get a revelation of the power of praying together, something special can happen. Amen. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 18, if two of you shall agree on anything here on earth, if they can just agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father who is in heaven. I want you to know here tonight, amen, if we can just touch and agree, if we can just agree in prayer, amen, something special can happen. Jesus went on to say, for where two or three are gathered together, can somebody say together? Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. All the Lord needs is just two or three gathered together in his name. He doesn't need, amen, even three. All he needs is just two. And he said, if just two or three, amen, can it touch and agree of anything here on earth, it can be done, amen, of them from my Father who is in heaven. Amen. If just two or three can gather together in my name, I will be in their midst. I believe here tonight that if we can just connect, if we can just gather together, amen, not just physically but mentally in prayer, if we can just emotionally tie together in prayer, something can happen in this service here tonight. From 17 years of evangelizing, I come to realize that the supernatural is not spectacular. You know, with with cinema and movies and technology and video games, we want the supernatural to be like Hollywood, or we want it to be like, you know, EA Sports. We want it to be like Netflix. We want it to be action-packed. But ladies and gentlemen, I come to learn a long time ago, amen, that God can work even when you don't feel anything. Amen. God can do a work where there is faith. But if somebody can connect together, if somebody can believe God with you, there is no telling what the Lord can do when just two or three would touch and agree. Can somebody shout hallelujah? I know it's the first night. I want to be fiery. I want to have you run around the aisles, but that's not the point here tonight. Amen. As your pastor has already felt in the spirit, if we can just build up to what God wants to do, amen, I believe if we can just get the momentum going, there is no telling what can happen. And this first night, amen, can set the tone to what the Lord desires to do. Can somebody say amen? Amen. If the Lord can just get two, there's no telling what will happen. Amen. He said two or three, but if he can just have two, Paul and Silas are perfect examples of this. They are witnesses to this reality, to this revelation, to this truth. Amen. The Bible tells us that after they were beaten and thrown in jail for preaching the gospel, amen, that instead of throwing a pity party, they began to pray together and praise God together. The scripture says at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. Can somebody say shaken? And immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loosed. Amen. I could tell I've been driving for a long time. I've been stuck in the car because my words are mumbled and jumbled. But I want to tell somebody here tonight, amen, if we can just agree, amen, there could be a shakening in the spirit. Amen. If we can just get on the same page here tonight, amen, God can touch some young person here in this place. Amen. God can touch some adult in this place. You know what? Something can happen in this city. Praise God, to where the town drunk can be shaken by our prayers and show up on Sunday, and God can change their lives. I know it's just a Wednesday night, but the Bible says, amen, when Paul and Silas say, amen, realize that there's power in agreement. There is power, amen, in praying together. There's power in praising God together. Something began to transpire. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you here tonight, if just two of us, amen, instead of talking about what happened this past week or what's going on in our lives, instead of trying to get somebody to feel sorry for us, instead of trying to get somebody to feel sympathy for us, amen, instead of talking about our problems, if we can just focus on God, if we can just get our minds on God, if we can just begin to, amen, to pray together, if we can just begin to praise God together, we can lift up our voices together, something will happen in the supernatural. Something will transpire on this first night. If you believe that, can you stand to your feet? Come on, can somebody put your hands together? Can somebody lift up your voices together? Hallelujah. Come on, something supernatural happens when we just two agree in prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Can somebody say just two? If that can happen with just two, you may be seated. If that can happen with just two, what can happen, amen, with 50? What can happen with 100? What can happen with 120? The Bible says before the day of Pentecost arrived, amen, before the day of Pentecost gave birth to the church, the first disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ had a prayer meeting to get on the same page. We read about it here in Acts chapter 1. The Bible says that they all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication. And when the day of Pentecost finally arrived, when it was fully come, because of God's promise and because, amen, of their togetherness in prayer, there was an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Who knows what's going to happen here on Sunday morning. Amen. When people from all over Mount Vernon in this area, amen, come gracing these doors to experience the true, genuine power of Almighty God. Who knows, amen, what will happen, amen. But I do believe that God is going to fulfill his promise. God is going to keep his word. But if we can gather together in prayer, there's no telling what will happen on this coming Sunday. There's no telling what will happen in this revival. There's no telling what will happen here tonight, amen. In the next few moments, there's no telling. Somebody, some young person can receive the Spirit of God. Somebody can leave out of here with a miracle. Somebody can leave with the healing in their body if just two or three, or if all of us can just get on the same page. There is no telling. Can somebody once again, can you put your hands together, and can somebody magnify the name of Jesus right now? Praise God. I apologize. I apologize. Amen. For kind of going kind of slow here. Amen. Up in Canada, you know, you had to drive according to kilometers. We were driving just, you know, I thought, hey, it's great to go 80, but it's only 80 kilometers, which is a little bit slower in miles per hour. And so I've been kind of going a little bit slow. And so I apologize here tonight, but I've been to different parts, not only the country, but another country. So I went from last week saying, sure, whatever, talking like I'm from New England, you know, whatever, you know. I went from that to bonjour, comme tu t'appelles. And so now I'm back in good old USA in the heartland. My wife is from the Wit West. My Lord. Went to Niagara yesterday and I got so wet, I think I still got water in my ears and it's affecting my speech. But my wife is from the Midwest, from good old St. Louis, from Missouri, like Sister Harry. Amen. But ladies and gentlemen, I apologize for going at the pace that I'm going, but I felt strongly in prayer. Praise God that this first night is going to have an impact. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I'm just going to stop preaching right here. But I feel to tell somebody that if we can get together in prayer, God will do something. When they gathered together in prayer, the Holy Ghost wasn't poured out just yet. But when they got on the same page in one accord, something began to happen. Praise God. The Bible tells us that when Pentecost fully came, the Holy Ghost was poured out because they were in one accord. They were still together in prayer. But that's not all that happened. Amen. Even at the Pentecost, the Bible tells us they continued, amen, with one accord in prayer. Amen. Not only did they have fellowship, not only did they continue the apostles' doctrine, but they continued in prayer. And even after that, the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 4 that they still continued in prayer. When Peter and John, just two of them, amen, found themselves interrogated and trying to be intimidated by those who did not want the gospel preached. Scripture says that when they were let go, they made their way back to the believers and they told them what happened. When they heard the report, the Bible says they began to lift up their voices together in prayer. And they said, Lord, you are God who created the heavens and the earth and the seas. Amen. Why do the heathen rage and imagine a vain thing? So, Lord, you hear their threatenings. So we're praying that you would stretch forth your hand to allow miracles and signs and wonders to be done in the name of your holy son, Jesus. Amen. To give us boldness to declare your word. The Bible says, and when they began to pray, amen, that there was a shakening that happened. And the Spirit of God, amen, was poured out anew and afresh. And they were refilled and renewed, amen, and refreshed in the Holy Ghost. And the Bible says they left with boldness, declaring the word of the Lord. I wonder what would happen if we can just get together in prayer on this first night. Amen. Can God give us a shakening, amen, that would cause us to leave here with boldness to reach our family members, a boldness to reach our friends, a boldness to reach our classmates, a boldness to reach our co-workers, a boldness, amen, to see what the Lord would do here on Sunday. I believe that it's not enough to have, amen, the name on the marquee, amen, and the name on the sign, amen. I believe that we've got to have it, amen. If people are seeking for the real thing, if they're wanting more than just religion, can I remind you here right now that America is becoming a post-Christian nation. It's already happening in Canada. Praise God. If we're not careful, amen, this place could become a mausoleum. If we're not careful, this place can be filled, amen, with just becoming a museum. If we're not careful, amen, if we don't have the touch of God, if we're not on the same page, if we're divided, amen, if we're just going through the motions but not having the genuine touch of God. I know it's a Wednesday, and I know you've been working hard. I know there's been school. I know you've been tired, amen, but I wonder here tonight if somebody can say, God, I got to have more than just goosebumps. I got to have more than Hollywood. I got to have more than the spectacular. I got to have the supernatural power of God. I got to have the touch of the Spirit. We've got to have the touch of the Spirit of God. We've got to have more, amen, than just going through the motions, but we've got to have the real deal, amen. We've got to be what the name says on the outside. We've got to have what they had on the day of Pentecost, ladies and gentlemen. I believe if we can just get together, if somebody can just get on the same page, God will pour out His Spirit. Can you lift up your hands? I'm through preaching. I'm reaching right now. Hallelujah. I want to get somebody stand to your feet if you're able, amen, and lift up your hands and let's ask the Lord to have His way here tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. I apologize, Friday night, amen, it's going to be a little bit better, but I wonder if somebody can just focus on the Lord right now. Amen. Forget about the preacher. Forget about everything else. Can somebody just focus on the Lord right now? Come on, hallelujah. You might not know what else to say. Can you just lift up your hands, which means that we surrender to God. And can somebody just lift up your voice and call on the name of Jesus right now? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Doesn't matter how young you are. Doesn't matter, amen, if you've been a part of this church for many years or if you've only been a part of this church for just a few weeks, can you just lift up your hands, which means to surrender to God, and can you just begin to call on the name of Jesus right now? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God. Ikataya lola moshandaya lola mohoya. Praise God. The Bible says, if my people will humble themselves in prayer and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will forgive their sins and heal their land. Amen. I wonder here tonight if the first thing that we can do, if we can humble ourselves like the scriptures say, if we can humble ourselves like the song that we just sung a few moments ago says, if we can humble our hearts, amen. You don't want God to humble you. Amen. That's not what we want to do. Because when God humbles you, oh, it's not a pretty sight. But the Bible says to humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. To humble yourself underneath the mighty hand of God. So I wonder, amen, if we can just take the next minute or two. Amen. And humble ourselves before the Lord. And ask the Lord to cleanse us. Not just yourself individually, but all of us together. Somebody might not know how to pray. So I wonder, can somebody lift up your voice and pray? So that, amen, someone who doesn't know how to pray can hear you praying and can begin to follow your lead, amen, right now, tonight. Can we just humble ourselves and ask the Lord to forgive us? Come on, all over this house before they begin to sing. Amen. Hallelujah. I wonder if you could just lift up your voice. Everybody in this place, let's get on the same page. Oh, God, forgive us, oh, Lord. Forgive us, amen, of the things that we've done wrong. Forgive me, oh God, of the things that I've done wrong, Lord Jesus. Oh God, create in me a clean heart. Create in me a right spirit, oh God. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh God, cleanse us by your precious blood, the blood that you shed at Calvary. for the forgiveness of our sins. You said, Lord, if we would confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we ask, O God, that you cleanse our minds. We ask, O God, that you cleanse our eyes. We ask that you would cleanse our ears. We ask that you would cleanse our tongues. We ask that you would cleanse our hearts. Cleanse us from any unclean thought. Cleanse us, O God, from seeing any unclean thing. Cleanse us from hearing any unclean thing. Cleanse us, O God, from speaking any unclean thing. Cleanse our hearts. Cleanse our attitudes. O God, cleanse our behavior, Lord Jesus. Created us a clean heart, O God. Create in me a clean heart. O God, renew a right spirit within us. O God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. If you're thankful for what Jesus Christ did at Calvary, amen. If you're thankful for the precious blood of Jesus that can cleanse you of your sins, if you're thankful for forgiveness, now can you begin to lift up your voice and can you begin to thank God for his mercy? Can somebody begin to thank God for his grace? Can somebody begin to thank God for forgiveness? Hallelujah, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We praise you, Almighty God. We magnify you, Lord. You are worthy to be praised, Jesus. Thank you for forgiveness. Thank you for mercy, oh God. Thank you for your grace, oh God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Now, can somebody begin to magnify the name of the Lord? Can somebody begin to glorify God? Come on in your words. Let's all over this house begin to tell the Lord how great he is. Oh, God, you are great and you are greatly to be praised. There is nobody else like you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, we praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. You are the one true living God. Hallelujah.
Make me a house of prayer.
Oh, yes, Lord. That's it all over this house. Continue to praise and worship the Lord. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we come together in prayer before Pentecost Sunday, before, amen, Friday night service. Oh, God, before anything else, Lord, before we go to work, before we go to school tomorrow, hallelujah, before we leave this place, we come together in prayer, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah. There's nobody else like you, Lord. You are great and greatly to be praised. Oh, Lord, let there be a shaking here tonight. Let something supernatural take place. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Get a fire on your altar, never burn.
Oh, God, we need that Pentecost fire, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Before Pentecost Sunday, after Pentecost Sunday, for the remainder of the year, Lord God, we need the fire. We need the fire of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. All over this house, I wonder if we can pray this prayer, and then this is what we're going to do. We're going to close out here around the altar, and we're going to connect in prayer with two or three, and I believe that God's going to do some great things. Amen. Praise God. Is this all right here tonight? Is this okay? I apologize. Amen. I apologize if I'm doing anything untoward or wrong here tonight, but I do believe that God wants to touch somebody's heart in this place. The Bible says when they began to pray in Acts chapter 4, they prayed and asked God to give them boldness. They asked the Lord to stretch forth his hand to heal and to do signs and wonders in his name. And then the Bible says there was an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. So this is what I'm going to ask us to do. I'm going to ask us once again to lift up our hands and to ask the Lord to give us boldness. That's the first thing we're going to pray for, that the Lord would give us boldness. The second thing we're going to pray for is we're going to ask the Lord to give healing, to stretch forth his hand to heal. There are some individuals here tonight, and you need a healing. Amen. Praise God. You need a touch from God. The third thing we're going to ask the Lord to do is to give us signs and wonders in his name. We want the name of Jesus to be glorified. How many want the name of Jesus to be glorified? Can you clap your hands if you want that to happen? And then the fourth thing we're going to pray for is we're going to pray and ask God to give us an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. And I believe that somebody can receive the Holy Ghost here tonight. Does anybody believe that? Can you shout hallelujah? So let's lift up our hands. And the first thing we're going to pray for is boldness. Come on, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh God, give us boldness to declare your word. Give us boldness to spread the gospel around Mount Vernon. Give us boldness, oh God, to witness to our family members, to our friends, to our co-workers, and to our classmates. Oh God, may we not be intimidated by the enemy. Hallelujah. We bind the spirit of intimidation. I bind the spirit of intimidation here tonight. We release, oh God, boldness in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now can we pray and ask the Lord to stretch forth his hand to heal? Come on, somebody begin to pray and ask the Lord to heal. Almighty God, we ask that you will bring healing, dear God, tonight. That you will bring healing Friday. That you will bring healing Sunday. That you will stretch forth your hand to heal throughout Mount Vernon, oh God. Hallelujah. Let there be healing to flow, Lord, from Apostolic Church. Dear God, heal those here tonight that need a touch in their body in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now can somebody begin to pray that the Lord would do signs and wonders in his name, that his name would be glorified. Come on, lift up your voice. Oh God, let there be miracle signs and wonders to happen in your name, Lord Jesus. Let your name be glorified. Do a work, oh Lord, in this city. Do a work through this church. Dear God, let it be a sign to the unbeliever. Let it bring a wonder, dear God, to your people. Lord God, let there be revelation that would come to those who do not know your name. Let your name be lifted up. Let it happen tonight. Let it happen Friday. Let it happen Sunday. Let it happen throughout the remainder of this year. Oh God, let it happen. Now let's pray for an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Come on, lift up your voice right now, and somebody begin to pray for an outpouring of the Spirit of God in the name of the Lord Jesus. Somebody needs the Holy Ghost tonight. Some young person needs to be filled with your Spirit tonight. Somebody needs to be filled with the Holy Ghost when they walk through these doors on Sunday. Let there be faith to receive the Holy Ghost. Let there be a great outpouring here at Apostolic Church. Let there be a great outpouring here in Mount Vernon, Ohio. Let there be a great outpouring throughout this state, dear God. Let there be a great outpouring, dear God, throughout this country on Pentecost Sunday and every United Pentecostal Church. Let there be an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody, put your hands together if you believe that God's going to give us that outpouring. Come on, somebody, lift up your voice and thank God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Now here tonight, amen, we're going to make this place a house of prayer. Amen. So you can stay right where you are, or you can come down to this front. But I wonder here tonight, amen, hallelujah. I wonder if here tonight, if we can do what Jesus said, if just two or three can gather together in his name and touch and agree, healing can happen. Praise God. I wonder if we can do that tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because I believe, amen, if we can just agree in prayer, somebody here needs a healing. Somebody needs a financial miracle. I mentioned this on Sunday because the pastor, the Metro missionary, she comes from the church where this happened. I saw a little town coming here to Mount Vernon, and I can't tell the whole story, but I was preaching. The Lord gave me a word, and in that word, I didn't know what if it was going to be something that happened in 2 days or 2 weeks or 2 months. I didn't know what it meant, but I just felt to tell somebody that something special was going to happen either in 2 days, 2 weeks, or 2 months. I didn't know what it was. Well, to make a long story short, there was a man who was not there, and he did not hear that. But as I've been taught, the best stories, as you know, Bishop Kramer, the best stories you cannot tell. And this man, let me put it like this, came into an inheritance. The pastor called me 2 weeks later. This man became a multimillionaire from this inheritance. And the pastor said, Brother Hagin, next time you come, we're going to pay attention. Everybody wants a blessing afterwards, you know. But I wonder if somebody, amen, I'm not saying you're going to be a millionaire here tonight, but I wonder if somebody can believe God in this place. I haven't done it eloquently, but I have not come with eloquency of speech. Amen. I'm not super spiritual, amen, as your pastor made me out to be. Amen. I wish I could pray like your bishop. I heard your bishop praying, amen, hallelujah, tonight. And I said, God, amen, let it happen. Amen. Let his spirit come on me. Let it happen here in this church. Let it happen. Let the visions and dreams, amen, that God has given him that have not yet come to pass, amen, as he's passed on to the next generation, let those things happen. So I'm wondering here tonight if somebody can realize just for another 5 minutes before 8:30 hits, I wonder, amen, if somebody can find one other person or two other people. The Bible says just two or three. All of us don't have to be on the same page as far as gathering and holding hands, but I wonder if you can find one other person or two other people and mention your need to them. You don't have to give them a whole list of what you need, but tell somebody what you need. Amen. Mention it to them. And then, amen, let's begin to pray together. Let's begin to believe together. Amen. If you want to come to this altar, come. But hallelujah, amen. If you need the Holy Spirit, if you need a healing, come on, somebody. If you need something from God, amen. If just two or three can gather together, that's it. That's it. If two or three can just touch and agree, God can do something miraculous. That's it. That's in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can I get some dear precious brother in this church to come and help me pray for my brother here at the altar? That's it. Hallelujah. 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 That's it, young people. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's it. Praise God. Whatever you want the Lord to do. What do you need from God? That's it. That's it, young people. That's it. That's in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come on, can I give some spiritually minded people to help me right now? Amen. Hallelujah. That's it. That's it. All over this house. That's it. That's it. God's going to do it in the name of the Lord Jesus. That's in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus. That's it, Lord. We need you, Lord. We ask by faith that you would do it, Almighty God. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, that's it. That's it. Let there be a shakening tonight. That's it. Somebody let the Spirit of God have his way. Hallelujah. 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 Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. Receive your miracle in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come on, somebody be renewed in the Holy Ghost. Somebody be refilled. That's in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch their spouse. Touch their siblings. Touch their parents. Touch their family members. Touch their friends. Touch their neighbors. Touch their co-workers, their classmates. Do it, oh God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 That's it. That's it. Hallelujah. Come on. That's it. Hallelujah. 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 Come on. It's time to have Pentecost. Come on. It's time to have Pentecost. Hallelujah. We're on the same page now. Somebody receive what God has for you. Come on. Let the fire on my altar never burn out. Let the fire on my altar never burn out. That's it. That's it. That's it. Come on, somebody, just give one more push in prayer. One more push in prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's it, in the name of the Lord.
Fire on my altar, never burn out. Make me a house of never burn. May the fire on my altar never burn. Make me a house of bread. May the fire on my altar never burn. May the fire on my altar never burn. May the fire on my altar never burn. Make me a house of prayer. May the fire on my altar never burn. The fire on my altar never burn. May the fire on my altar never burn. Make me a house of prayer.
Once again, can we stand all over this house as your pastor comes? Can you lift up your hands unto heaven? All over this house, can we just thank the Lord for what he has done, for what he is doing? That's it, all over this place. Can we just lift up our hands and thank the Lord? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I praise you tonight, Lord. I praise you tonight, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Oh, I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Had a wonderful conversation with a businessman locally and a pastor, the same gentleman, both roles. We were talking about Pentecost a little bit, about Pentecost Sunday, and I was explaining to him what we were going to be doing on Pentecost Sunday. And he was saying, I don't know if I can come to your church. Everybody, I'll be all speaking in tongues and everything. I'll get scared. And I explained to him that he can come and he will feel at home, and yet he will feel the presence of God. And I was explaining how our services operate. And when I was telling him about our worship and how we worship freely and expressively, his comment to me was, I wish we had that. There are people all across our city and our county where they wish they had what we have. We are so tremendously blessed. But it's going to spill out of these walls, and it's going to go into homes and churches all across this county. God's going to pour out His Spirit. There's a revival that's coming to Mount Vernon. I've preached it and I'll preach it again. There's a revival coming to Mount Vernon. But it's not just coming to our city. It's going to come to this church here, but it is going to come to our city. So I want you to pray with me through the course of this revival, that we would have revival in this revival. I don't just want a series of services. I want a move of God that's going to happen over the course of this revival and will take us into closer into what God wants for us. So before you go to school or work in the morning, please spend some time on your face before God and pray specifically that God would give us revival during this revival, and God would do what He wants to do. As long as we will do what we can do, He'll do what we can't, and to Him be all the glory. Let's give praise one more time before we dismiss. Jesus, I love you for everything you have done tonight. Praise God. Thank you for everything you've done, for every soul you have refilled tonight. Everybody you have renewed, everyone you have challenged tonight, Lord. For everybody whose vision you have stretched, I thank you, Lord, for what you are doing and how you have launched us into this revival on this first night. I thank you for it. Help us, I pray, God. Help us to come together, to pray together, to see you do what only you can do. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. Amen. We'll see you back here Friday night, 7 o'clock in the prayer room. We'll pray together, and then we'll come in here, worship together, and hear the Word of God together. We'll see you, Lord willing, Friday night.